second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content of the site. So you find something online that you want to share with our listeners, head over to freetalklive.com, submit it, and then others can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you've submitted. You get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over to freetalklive.com to get interactive. For those of you just tuning in here in hour two, we spent a good portion of the first hour talking about patents. And they're called patent trolls, which are essentially corporate shell companies that basically exist for the purpose of lawyers being able to go after corporations that have a bunch of money and essentially intimidate them with patent, scary-sounding patent lawsuits until they hand over some cash and settle outside of court. It's happening to the company Etsy right now, and there are plenty of other companies that have gone through this. Basically, as soon as your company is successful is when you can expect these patent trolls to come around. Obviously, they're not going to come after you if you don't have any money to give to them. So you actually have to make it first, and then they'll go ahead and start filing these lawsuits against you. But it brought up a longer discussion, and Ali and JJ are with me here tonight. Longer discussion about patents in general, and, well, you know, what can we do? How could things work without patents? And, of course, they've been around for our entire lifetimes and much longer than that, so we're used to these things existing. Certainly companies are used to them, and the question of how things would be invented without the use of patents is a really interesting one to examine, because a lot of people will say that, well, with no patents, then the inventors are screwed. They're not going to be able to make any money, so therefore, why would they invent anything? And I think a lot of inventors, you know, I'm sure a lot of them want to hit it big and make something that really brings home the bacon for them. But I think a lot of people just invent because they love to invent,
yeah,
just because that's their thing. That's what they do. I'm not saying they shouldn't be rewarded for it, but it's interesting to look at different things out there that don't actually have patents on them, and I believe that the clothing industry is one of them. So there are people who come up with new clothing designs. Somebody's out there inventing whatever the new style is for fall of 2012, and they know that ultimately some other company, some Chinese ripoff brand or whatever, is going to come in and they're going to ape whatever it is that they come up with, and they're going to sell it for a fraction of the price. But yet they still keep coming up with new ideas every single year for people, or, you know, reusing old ideas. But there are new ideas being come up with in these areas, and they've never had patent so-called protection. So when you take an example like that, it makes it pretty clear that, first of all, not every industry has patenting protection to it. And secondly, those that aren't protected by patents are doing fine. You know,
right.
People have to buy clothes, and clothes, you know, they like their clothes to be unique.
Right,
they like their clothes to look different. So somebody's there making money off of that, even though they know that the competition is hot and heavy. So
yeah, that's true. I mean, one of my least favorite applications of intellectual property is in the medicinal industry, where
sure.
It used to, I love when Ron Paul talks about how before there were intellectual property and pharmaceuticals, it was cheap to get your medication. Now it's expensive.
Right.
Who thinks that the pharmaceutical companies need more money? I mean, is it really worth propping up this idea when you're keeping sick people from getting help they need?
Absolutely. And, of course, there's a big the problem with medicines is much larger than just patents, though, right? So you've got patents plus the FDA. So, for instance, if these pharmaceutical companies didn't have patents and didn't have the FDA to deal with, then it would be much easier for them to compete in an open marketplace. Because right now, one of the reasons why they need patents is because they have to spend, what is it, $19 billion or something crazy like that, some insane amount of money to take whatever the new product is that they're trying to develop and get to market through this lengthy, you know, 10-plus year-long FDA approval process, which may or may not end up panning out. So, you know, how many...
It certainly hasn't panned out for some drugs, and in fact, some of the drugs that have passed through this process, and maybe even faster than 10 years in some cases, depending on your connections with the FDA, they've, you know, killed a lot of people.
Right, so it's certainly not a flawless process to begin with. But the point being, they've got to spend buku bucks to bring one of these products to market. So, of course, they're going to want to have however many years it is, some arbitrary number of years before the generics can come in and start competing with them. So that's really important to them so they can make that $19 billion or whatever the amount was that the FDA extracted from them. So if they didn't have to go through the FDA process and there was just, you know, whatever industry vetting that came about as a natural, you know, third-party certifications that they could optionally go through, if they didn't have that $19 billion to spend, it wouldn't be so important to have the 10 years or how many years it is where they're protected from competition.
Right. And you say it's optional, and there might be people out there that fervently support intellectual property, and they say, well, it shouldn't be optional. If you're selling drugs to people, it should have to meet certain standards. But I think when you say it's optional, you're saying that it's optional in that you could try to not go through some kind of certification, third-party certification, but no one's going to want your product if everyone trusts, you know, if everyone's like, it's not certified by this company, well, then I'm not going to put it in my body because, you know, I don't trust anything that's not certified. So it's optional, but it would be really stupid not to.
Yeah, precisely. And part of what I was thinking, you know, over the break of what's in a free society, how to handle new ideas. Let's say you come up with an invention to improve lawnmowers, mm-hmm. okay, and that this lawnmower, it's whatever, it does the lawn mowing much better, okay. And you don't have a company, you don't have any money, you don't have any way of taking this product to market. My suggestion, based on free market activities that I've experienced here in Keene, is be transparent about it. Shout to the hills that, hey, I have this idea, and it's going to improve lawn mowing. And if anybody out there is interested to know more, I can share more with you. If you want to help me make this happen, we can all work together and make some money off of it. But being transparent, being open about your ideas and your inventions that you come up with, I think is the way to handle it in a free market because, for one, you can gauge market response. If you get a lot of people that say, hey, man, I'm really interested in that new lawnmower because I sure hate my old lawnmower or whatever it is, you know, and then other companies might see this and they might go, oh, wow, there's a lot of interest. Well, let's talk to this guy and back him up and see if we can't get, you know, Johnson's lawnmower on the market or whatever it is.
There must be ways to accomplish this, especially now with the internet being able to connect people together
exactly.
much easier than before, bringing down barriers and removing gatekeepers from these processes.
Or even, you know, there's a lot of stuff created on the internet now, not just on the internet, but by individuals, of course, and it's shared. There's a lot of share, free software, free applications, free
open source.
Yeah, open source, exactly. And I think people still end up making money with open source.
Well, yeah, the interesting thing about that is that the open source products can make money in that the people who know them can provide support for them. So they can give the product away, but maybe you're somebody that doesn't really know how to use the product very well, and you just don't really want to follow the tutorials, so, you know, you call them for help. And, okay, well, yeah, we'll help you, but you know, it costs money to provide you with this help service. We've got to have somebody staff the phones, and so therefore you've got to pay for an account for the assistance that you would need to use this. But otherwise, people that know what they're doing, they don't need that help. They don't have to pay for that. They can just download the software and utilize it. And of course, as we've seen with open source, it allows other people to come in and improve those ideas without having to beg permission. It just allows for things to get better on their own through natural process.
Right. I think it's more organic when it's open source because it's for one, when you hide something, it's, you know, you're treating it like a rock. You're going to put a rock underneath a rock, and mm-hmm. it's like that rock isn't going to see sunlight. It's not going to, you know, whatever. But if you're open about it, if you're more leaving it open to the marketplace, because that's really the critical point, is when you make something open source, you're exposing it to sunlight, and you're going to get this feedback. And maybe your idea is good, but this other person's like, wow, you know, that's a pretty good idea, but I have this one little thing that's going to make it
better,
you know, bam. And then that person adds their thing, and it's just all of a sudden, your idea just sort of evolves into something even greater than you thought it would
right.
be.
Right. Oh, my gosh. It's like Kate's video of the graduation speech. Amazing speech. All props go to Kate. But if it hadn't been for JJ willing to go and adjust the audio to make it so that everyone on any computer could hear it really well, who knows, it would have reached a lot less people probably. So you making that very little tweak to it helped it a lot.
There's more coming up here. The video you're talking about is available at ladiesinkeen.com, by the way. It really is a great graduation speech. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome. Intellectual property, patents, etc. Bring up anything.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We have a lot of them, including the bulletin board system, where you can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to do that. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And since we were talking about patents and open source, this is a great example of something open source that is incredibly useful. It's the Bitcoin. Maybe you've heard about it. It's the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. No contracts to sign, no terms of service by which you need to abide, no corporation is in charge, no government is involved. Of course, the governments hate that, and I imagine corporations aren't too happy either. But you can go and get the Bitcoin software now and begin using Bitcoins in just a few minutes. Now, if you need to know more, and you probably should, go and learn more at weusecoins.org. There's a great little two-minute video there, less than 2 minutes, that'll break it down for you. Weusecoins.org. And thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. Buy your Bitcoins with cash. Visit BitInstant.com. 855-450-FREE to the phones and your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Kevin is listening in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Kevin.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Kevin Gray, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm hoping you're able to hear me. The weather down here is absolutely terrible today.
You sound fine. Go ahead.
I wanted to give you a live report from Bilderberg 2012 in Chantilly, Virginia, which I'm not sure if you guys are following.
No, I mean, what is there to follow besides the fact that this is a yearly conference where a bunch of rich people and executive types and power mongers get together and ostensibly plan to control the world? But it's very secretive, right? Like, they don't let anybody in.
It might be that nefarious. But really, I think a big piece of it is that we just don't know for certain, because whereas things like Davos might have some media coverage and is above board, this is completely behind closed doors. And really, as far as American mainstream media, there's no presence. We lucked out and had the Associated Press there this morning. But other than that, it's really up to independent journalists such as myself and Adam Kokesh, Alex Jones, Dan Dix from Canada, and people like this to try and figure out what's really going on here.
Okay, so what's really going on?
Well, you've got about 120 to 150 of the richest power brokers in the entire world, again, meeting behind closed doors to discuss foreign policy, global foreign policy, and things like this. So you have like the head of the NSA meeting with Henry Kissinger and Mr. Schmidt, the head of Google, possibly even Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook. These types, former attendees like Hillary Clinton, quite potentially President Obama has been there 4 years ago at this same establishment in Chantilly, discussing policies that are affecting everyone on a daily basis. This is a group that really pushed for a European Union and I guess essentially created the European Union decades ago and pushed this agenda. And we see now that things like, these trade unions and such, things like the EU and one currency for a global zone like that are not working out so well for us now. So whatever it is that they're discussing behind the fences that they've erected outside of the Westfield Marriott in Chantilly, Virginia, and just an amazing police presence here, whatever it is that they're discussing, I personally don't feel that it's for the greater good of any of we the people, and it's not something in our benefit.
Is it their discussion that goes against we the people, or is it their power?
It's secretive.
I don't even understand why they meet in person. If they're wealthy and everything, why don't they just use some kind of wealthy Skype type thing?
Yeah, why don't they just use Skype, right?
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's something.
And this group has been annual all over the world since the mid-1950s when it was set up by Prince. Someone of the Netherlands, his name escapes me at the moment, who actually
right,
was,
it was actually named after the first, wasn't it named after the hotel that they were first holding it in?
Yeah, they were named after the Bilderberg Hotel in Oosterbeek, not Switzerland, in Holland, I believe.
But let me answer Allie's question here about why it is that they would meet in person. I mean, there's something that's unique about meeting in person with another human being. If I'm looking at you on a telescreen, the eye contact's not quite the same. There's not quite the same level of communication. And, you know, we have our own conferences. Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, is coming up. Now, of course, everything's open at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can come in and go as you please at pretty much everything that goes on, although there is a VIP luncheon, and I have a feeling that you're going to be kept out of the VIP luncheon unless you're actually a VIP, someone who's paid the $100 price tag.
Where is the luncheon at?
I don't know. It's a secret. No, actually, I have no idea. I just haven't looked. I haven't looked into it yet.
It's a secret.
But I know that since I'm an advertiser with the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I will probably be able to attend that luncheon. Whether I'm awake to attend the luncheon is another question.
Are you allowed to discuss the things that you heard in the meeting?
Is it a secret group of porcupines that make decisions for the rest of the porcupines?
Not really. You can become a VIP by ordering the VIP ticket for like $100. It's basically a way to subsidize.
Oh, I got free tickets.
Well, yeah. I guess what I'm saying.
But a VIP.
You know, there's a difference between Porkfest and this, because everyone who's liberty minded who'd be interested in going to Porkfest can come.
No doubt, there's a difference. I'm just saying that, like, well, we could just hang out on the internet,
right?
You know,
but that's what we do the rest of the year. But
right, and they could do this, and they could do the same thing too. These power mongers, right?
Right. So. Well, but I guess it seems like it's like slapping people in the face by being like, "Yeah, we're all going to meet up, and you're all going to know about it." And guess who's going to be there? Everyone you don't like, and you know, you're not going to know anything about what
so
we talk about.
Don't know about it.
Well, isn't that why the police are there? Because of all the people who are probably going to be protesting?
Well, we do have, there is a good presence of maybe around 200-300 people both yesterday and today, and the protests are just going to grow in numbers through this weekend. This is definitely the largest presence that they've ever seen outside the gate, and I don't think that they like it. We actually were standing just on the other side of a blacked out fence. We could see the conference room from where we were. We had probably 5 to 10 people there with bullhorns for a while, just trying to make their meeting a little bit more difficult, perhaps.
How long is this going on all week?
A large presence of police officers over to make sure that everyone was on the curb and not on the street.
Kevin, how long is this going on?
One toe on the street, and he was immediately forcefully arrested.
Kevin, how long is this conference going to be running? Is it all week?
Hey, a woman,
I don't know if you can hear
maybe
us.
About 100 pounds.
Clearly not paying attention.
Kevin, how long is this going to be going on?
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing you guys.
Okay, we'll let you go. Thanks for the call. Bye. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't know if there's anything that's actually going to happen at this, you know, that anybody's ever going to be able to confirm, to report, like they absolutely know what happened, because there's a lot of secrecy around it. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. For you, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you this evening, it's Ian here.
Allie.
And JJ.
Also want to invite you to learn more about what JJ's projects are out there. There's one of them. There's a Free Keen TV. It's a weekly liberty-oriented television news product that is available live both here in it is live here in Cheshire TV or in Keene, New Hampshire on Cheshire TV, but it is also broadcast. Cheshire TV's got a web stream, so you can watch it live that way if you want. Our friend Derek J is currently in a jail cell. He used to host Tuesday nights on Free Talk Live with us. He's actually able to watch the show live as it airs.
We actually
from jail.
Saw him Monday right after the show.
So you went out to see him?
Yeah, we went out to see him, and we were actually driving there during the show, and we were like, oh, wait a minute.
He might be watching.
And yes, right. Sure enough, we got there right after the show, and he's like, oh, I just finished watching.
The reason you were able to drive there during the show is because this week was unique in that they had actually had to close the facility on Monday due to the government holiday or whatever, and so you had to pre-record a show for this week. But you guys are cranking out content every single week of a liberty-oriented nature, and it's news. So it's something that's pretty unique, I think, in the liberty movement. People can go to tv.freekeen.com to learn more about it.
And this week, if you want to tune in, this is a special expose on an individual within the liberty movement who was asked to wear a wire, and we'll explain more and what he did and what he said.
Yeah, it's going to be an exclusive interview with with that person. You can learn more about it now if you go to freekeen.com, because Pete and the Demo from coplock.org have done some pretty exhaustive research on the topic.
I plan to include that.
Yeah, so freekeen.com is where to learn more. But go to tv.freekeen.com to get some Freekeen TV. And then if you you appreciate what JJ's been up to and you've got some video work that you need taken care of, you don't want to do it yourself because it's time-consuming, and you need somebody who's an expert at it, JJ is available for you. And you can go to Starfall Media on YouTube. Just search that,
yeah.
Starfall Media, and that Starfall is one word, and you'll be able to find some demo packages and stuff like that.
Excellent.
All right, 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, we can talk more about Bilderberg here in a moment and whatever it is that's going on. But Stephen's on the line in Rhode Island with, well, something a little different. Stephen, go ahead with your thoughts. Stephen in Rhode Island, going once. Stephen in Rhode Island, going twice. All right, tell you what, we're going to put Stephen back on hold. Maybe he had a bad cell or something like that. There's a pretty lengthy piece on Bilderberg right now over at The Guardian, guardian.co.uk. And, of course, as our last caller, Kevin, would point out, it figures that you're going to get, you know, more detailed reporting on Bilderberg from international media than you will from the local guys. And I'm not going to go through this whole thing. It just kind of describes the scene on the ground with a bunch of activists out there. The gentleman that called a moment ago, the Kevin, is down in the thick of things down there. And I guess he said there's more people there, more protesters, more activists there this year than he's ever seen. But basically, they put up a security perimeter around the hotel of choice. In this case, I think it's the Marriott or something like that. They essentially rent out the entire hotel. They lock down the premises. There's heavy security, private security, heavy police, and a fairly large amount of independent journalists, people that are upset, folks like Luke Radowski, Luke Rutkowski from We Are Change, even Alex Jones from The Alex Jones Show. He's there, I guess, broadcasting his program live. And really, this is an ideal kind of a circumstance for somebody like Alex Jones. I mean, the Bilderberg Group, by being so secretive, inevitably invites conspiracy theory.
Right.
When you don't have the ability to, when you don't have that transparency factor, people are going to speculate.
Yeah.
And well, then speculations can go wild.
Exactly. They're going to be curious. And that's why, you know, here, you know, in the Liberty Movement, so to speak, being transparent sort of dispels a lot of myths and rumors that perhaps the state agents might have about what's going on here.
Right, and who knows what it is they're talking about in there. I mean, it seems like reasonable speculation to say that they're plotting to control things, because that's the position that many of these people are in. They are in the control of the mega corporations. They are in the control of the governments of the world. So these are definitely the who's who. These are the movers and the shakers and the power brokers. And so, I mean, what are they going to do? They're not going to sit there and play PlayStation 3, are they? I mean, what are they actually doing there?
Well, I honestly haven't spent much time and energy of my own worrying about Bilderberg. I understand they have a lot of influence because they are the barons of society, if you will. I understand that they can do a lot, but I guess my focus personally is more local and in an area where I think I can actually have some influence. So I don't let myself be distracted by such things very, very often.
Well, I mean, I think you can make a good point, is that obviously by these people, powerful people, wealthy people, technically should be in competition with one another. You know, not powerful, I should say. Wealthy people should be in competition with another. They shouldn't be meeting up and collaborating with one another. They should be trying to suit the interests of their customers. These people obviously have more interest in getting what they want from each other and benefiting from their relationship with each other instead of competing with one another, which just to people, that seems blatantly wrong. That doesn't seem right, that all the wealthy people are colluding together. That obviously there's something not right about our circumstances if that's what's going on.
Well, there's definitely that sizzle to this whole scenario where people want to know what's happening. Why are all these elites meeting together? What could they possibly be talking about? But ultimately, I agree with you, JJ, that you can spend all the time you want speculating. Go ahead, find out the guest list and try to figure out what, you know, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook's going to talk about with, you know, some politician from somewhere else. I don't know. And if you want to spend a bunch of your time, you can probably sink a whole lot of it into it. Go ahead and sink some money in, too, while you're at it. Spend money on an airplane ticket or drive across the country to go to Chantilly, Virginia, where you can stand outside this hotel with a pair of binoculars and a video camera and try to catch a glimpse of whichever politician or a business executive is walking in, getting out of a darkened limo and walking into the hotel. I mean, that's essentially, if you've ever seen any of the reporting on this, that's essentially what it amounts to. Oh, look, there's so and so going into the hotel. And it's like, it's basically just a who's who of industry sorts and politicians. But there's never really anything more than that because it's so secure. I mean, that's security to the max at this place. I don't think anyone's ever successfully, gotten into the Bilderberg group and, snuck a camera in to record the goings-on. If that were to come out, it would be pretty huge. But a bunch of guys standing around the outside with megaphones shouting at these people, I don't really see what that's going to accomplish.
Well, they don't do it they might say that they do it so that they'll see us out here. They don't. Obviously, they know that they don't care what the people, protesters, are saying.
We're on to you, Bilderberg!
Right? Yeah. So I think that really it's just sort of a way for these people who indulge in the conspiracy thing. I think it's just sort of like, people who get involved in fantasy and fiction books and stuff. They get really into it. And I see it as just sort of an innocent way to explore your imagination. And I see conspiracy theorists as relatively harmless, maybe overly imaginative people.
Sure. Yeah, I think it's the only point that, I don't know, personally, I caution myself against, getting too deep into it, and then all of a sudden you're extrapolating things and you're creating paranoid delusions, you're creating things by which you should be afraid of, and that's not healthy, I don't think. So I don't know.
Well, I agree with you. The one of the most dangerous aspects of the conspiracy movement is maybe they are right. Maybe they're onto something. Maybe there is something untoward going on at this Bilderberg conference. But ultimately, you don't really know. So there's all that speculation and all that paranoia, and it all folds into this overarching story that the conspiracy crowd tends to subscribe to, and that is that these people want to destroy the way things are. They want to control you. They want to imprison you. They want to, decimate the population, wipe out, some say there's a plan to eliminate 80% of the world's population. So it all kind of goes into this narrative about total destruction, total control, total imprisonment. I mean, Alex Jones, one of his websites is prisonplanet.com.
Yeah.
Well, and politicians are conspiracy theorists too, but their ideas hurt people.
And these are ideas that if you get bogged down in them will result in you thinking there's no chance for freedom, will result in you believing that it's hopeless because these people are so powerful. So you just give up. Free Talk Live. Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C Crane's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C Crane Company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up what you want, dial in toll free, and take control of these airwaves. 1-855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about patents or Bilderberg or anything that's on your mind goes. 855-450-FREE. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And JJ.
And if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, go no further than ManVentureOutpost.com. They carry knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. Family owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Their prices, in some cases, are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. As we continue here, I think we've got Stephen back in Rhode Island. Stephen, you're back on Free Talk Live. Had some phone trouble there earlier.
Yeah.
Stephen, what's on your mind tonight?
Do you guys live in New Hampshire?
We do.
Yep, definitely.
Because that's where my auntie and uncle live.
Oh, that's nice. It's a very pretty place, New Hampshire is.
Yeah, and, I just wanted to talk about what I couldn't talk about, like, yesterday.
Oh, you had called in with the with some sort of a question about Legos, but you were on a really bad phone yesterday or something was wrong with the connection because it wasn't working well. But you sound fine today, so go ahead.
Yeah, but that was on my iPod. That's why you couldn't hear me that well.
Okay.
All right. About the stuff, I just wanted to tell that, I just get nervous a lot.
That's all right. It's okay. It's radio. Just you know, just pretend like you're talking with just a few friends on the phone.
All right.
So don't worry about it.
I just had some problems with someone today.
Someone? What? Do you go to school?
No. It's from Nickelodeon. Do you know them?
You know, it's been a long time since I've actually watched Nickelodeon. I'm 31 now, but...
I remember Nickelodeon. I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
SpongeBob?
Yeah.
I probably know a bunch of Nickelodeon shows you've never even heard of. God, what was the one where people would get slimed? Don't do that.
Slime Time Live.
No, you can't say that on television. Yes. Wasn't that what it was called?
It was called Slime Time Live in my day.
Oh, yeah.
And I called the business, and this guy says, stop calling me, and or I'm going to call the cops.
Hold on. So, wait a minute. What does that have to do with Nickelodeon? You called a business, and I'm confused.
The Nickelodeon business.
You called the Nickelodeon channel?
Yeah.
And how did you get their phone number?
Well, there was this guy said that he prank calls people.
On what people?
Prank calls.
Prank calls.
Okay.
So wait, there's a prank call show on Nickelodeon these days?
No, but he prank called Nickelodeon. I got the number for it.
I see. Right. So you were watching a prank call. Now, where was this prank call show? Was it on TV or was it on the internet somewhere?
Internet.
Okay, so you saw some prank video on the internet. The dude in the prank video gave out Nickelodeon's phone number, and you decided to call them. Were you intending to prank call Nickelodeon as well, or were you calling for a more legitimate reason?
More legitimate reason.
What was your intention?
I really wanted to see. Talk to Jeanette McCurdy once.
Who's that?
iCarly.
Say again?
iCarly.
iCarly is a show.
It's a show. Okay, so she's one of the characters or folks on that show. Well,
yeah.
normally when you call a big corporation like a television company like that, I think Viacom owns Nickelodeon, if I'm not mistaken. Basically, it's an MTV company. And when you call a big corporation like that, you're first going to get the front desk lady. And essentially, there are levels of what they call gatekeepers, people who basically try to keep you away from the person that you want to talk to.
Yeah.
And because if you think about it, and what was her name again? I'm sorry.
Jeanette McCurdy.
Jeanette. So you think about Jeanette, like you're probably not the only person who watches the show. There's probably a lot of people that watch iCarly. That's probably a fairly popular show, and so you're probably not the only viewer who would like to talk to Jeanette, who thinks that Jeanette is just, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread, and is a big fan. And unfortunately, Jeanette probably only has so many hours in her day, like the rest of us do. And some of those hours are spent sleeping. Some of them are spent working on producing the show, maybe filming the program, and some of the other hours she needs to herself to have Jeanette time. And so she's probably not even working in the building in which that you called. But that's no excuse for them to be rude to you. You said that you had a difficult time with them?
Yeah.
What did they say?
They said they were going to call the cops on me again if I called.
How many times did you call?
Well, my friend kept on calling, and I told him to stop.
Yeah. So was he calling from your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Generally, if you're calling someplace once, you leave a message, person doesn't get back to you, it's okay usually to follow up maybe in a few weeks down the line to try again, see if you can maybe get through to that person. But overall, you don't want to be a pest. You don't want to be somebody who's unwanted. You know, if you're calling and no one's answering and no one's calling you back, that probably means that they don't want to talk to you, or they just don't have time. And a lot of people are very busy. But if you do call over and over again to the same business, they're going to get frustrated by that because they're looking to talk to people that want to do business with them. And if you're sitting on the phone the whole day, all day long, then that's less that they can get done because of that.
But that doesn't mean that the girl in iCarly doesn't want to, you know, doesn't want to hear from you. I'm sure she'd love to hear from all of her fans, but she probably has a lot of fans, and she would spend all day listening to her fans on the phone and not being able to make the show if she did that.
So what would you tell her if you got Jeanette to answer the phone? What would you have said?
Like, I would say, like, I'm a big fan, and I just wanted to say hi, and you're pretty cool on the show.
That's great.
That is so sweet.
That is very nice. So what I'd recommend is that find the website. There's probably a website for iCarly here, and I'm looking at the Internet Movie Database. It appears to be television show from 2007, 2012. So apparently it's still being produced. They likely have their own website, and that's likely where you can find a contact us link to allow you to send a comment into the show. Now, it's probably going to be the case that Jeanette doesn't read her own comments, but that may or may not be true. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, just depending on what level of involvement a star wants to have with their fan base. So that's the way I would recommend doing it. Try sending an email instead of trying to get somebody on the phone. That way, if Jeanette is looking through comments from her fans, she may actually take time every week to, you know, maybe she takes a half an hour a week to just go through comments from fans. And if she gets too many of them, she probably doesn't have time to respond to them all. So don't feel bad if Jeanette doesn't write you back. But if you do send a comment in, it's likely that somebody who knows Jeanette, maybe her assistant or her manager, is actually looking at those comments. And there's a chance that maybe Jeanette herself is. And I'm sure she, like anybody, would really appreciate hearing a nice thing from a fan like you, Stephen. And I wish you the best of luck. And thank you for the call tonight at 855-450-FREE.
Who knows, maybe, you know, with the way age works, maybe when he's older and she's older, but it doesn't seem like such a big difference, they'll get married.
Wow.
Wow.
Who
way
knows?
Way to lead him on there, wow. Allie. Just to create some false hopes.
Wow. I dreamt about marrying all kinds of people when I was little.
Give me one.
Ashton Kutcher.
Wow.
I was like...
Oh, man.
I know. It's
you
like
got
every oh, shut up. I was like so little.
I'm just saying you got punked by me, but instead of Ashton. You could end up with him instead of me.
Yeah, that would be getting punked, I guess.
Yeah.
So I think we handled. Did we handle Steve?
I think
Steve
you did a
well?
Great job, Ian. Okay. I am really happy with the way you handled that call.
It was kind of cute to hear you use phrases like greatest thing since sliced bread, because I'm like, was he? I don't
maybe
know
he doesn't
how
even
old.
Know what that means, right? It could be over his head.
He's sliced bread, and we've had that all the time.
It's not that great.
He knew what legitimate means. I tend to think that younger people are more with it than a lot of people understand. You know, that they underestimate.
I tend to try to treat younger people like they are young adults, basically. I don't want to assume that they're old and wizened and know everything, and so I try to use smaller words at times to try to make a point very clear. But, I think, you know, definitely treat individuals with respect, and that covers all ages.
I just want to... He mentioned that he was nervous, but it is just funny because they're probably grown adults who are thinking they'd like to call in, but they just can't build up the nerve. I know that I've wanted to call into radio shows, and I didn't have the guts to do it. So
good for him for pulling that off.
Props.
So there you go, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can actually call and talk to the three of us anytime you want. We'll, of course, talk to you about anything at all. But after the show's over, you know, we give you 3 hours a night where you can call and interact with us, and then after that, we do other things with our time, because there's a lot to do. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number three is on the way. You can take control of these airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.